This is Fresh Air. I'm Terry Gross. Christmas has generated more songs than any other holiday. And let's face it, there's a few songs many of us dread hearing over and over this time of year. So we've chosen a couple of our favorite songs for the holiday concert you're about to hear, and a few great obscure ones. Our guest singer is Rebecca Kilgore. We like her so much, we've had her perform several times on our program, including in our American Popular Song series. She particularly loves songs of the 30s and 40s. Rebecca has several CDs under her own name and now records as part of the group Bed. The trombonist from Bed, Dan Barrett, is with us, and at the piano we have a great musician visiting from Italy, Rossano Sportiello. Dan, Rossano, Becky, welcome all of you to Fresh Air. Becky, you've chosen some songs that I'm confident will be new, Christmas songs that will be new to most of our listeners, even though they are very old songs. But I'd like to start with a familiar one, one that happens to be one of my favorites. Would you introduce it for us?
Sure. It's also one of my favorites. It's from a 1944 movie, Meet Me in St. Louis. It was sung by Judy Garland. And let's dedicate it to Hugh Martin. He co-wrote it with Ralph Blaine. It's so pretty. It's called Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas.
When the steeple bells sound their A, they don't play it in tune, but the welkin will ring one day, and that day will be soon. Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Let your heart be light. Next year, all our troubles will be out of sight. Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Make the Yuletide gay. Next year, all our troubles will be miles away. Once again, as in olden days, happy golden days of yore. Faithful friends who were dear to us will be near to us once more. Someday soon, we all will be together, if the fates allow. Until then, we'll have to muddle through somehow.
That was a beautiful rendition of that. Thank you, Becky. Rossano Sportiello is at the piano, Dan Barrett on trombone. It's funny how some of the most beautiful Christmas songs are the sad ones.
Yes, it is a sad song, but that's part of the bittersweet pathos of the season, don't you think?
Yeah, I guess. And in spite of the fact that there are so many great sad Christmas songs, the next song you're going to do is actually a really cool novelty song. And I don't know anything about the song, Becky. Tell us when it was written and what it is.
Well, it was written in 1958 by Jack Fox, and it was sung by Louis Armstrong. And the cover of the sheet music has a picture of Louis Armstrong dressed up like Santa Claus. It's a very funny little song. It's called "Zat You, Santa Claus." A one, two, one, two,
gifts I'm preparing for some Christmas sharing, but I pause because hanging my stocking, I can hear a knocking Is that you, Santa Claus? Sure is dark out. Ain't the slightest spark out upon my clacking jaws. Who's there? Who is it? Stopping for a visit. Is that you, Santa Claus? Are you bringing a present for me? Something pleasantly pleasant for me. Bet it's just what I've been waiting for. But would you mind slipping it under the door? Old winds are howling. Could that be a growling? My legs feel like straws. My, my, oh me, my. Kindly would you reply? Is that you, Santa Claus? Scare. Now stop teasing, cause I know that you're there. We don't believe in no goblins today, but I can't explain why I'm shaking this way. Bet I can see old Santa through the keyhole. I'll get to the cause. One peek I'll try there. Ooh, is that an eye there? Is that you? Is that you? Is that you? Santa Claus.
That was really fun. That's Becky Kilgore singing with Rosanna Sportiello at the piano, Dan Barrett on trombone. Becky, is Christmas a good time for a singer? Do you look forward to having to sing all the Christmas songs?
Sure. You get to bring out your old friends from the previous last year, songs that you haven't had a chance to sing all year, and people really resonate with them, so it's a lot of fun.
I'd like to really just go around the room for a second and ask you all to name a song that you really love from Christmas and a song that you're really tired of or you think is really musically trite and you wish it would be put aside for a good many years. Dan, you want to start?
Well, I guess my favorite would be O Little Town of Bethlehem. I remember when I was first starting to play trombone and my friends and I would get together and play all of the old traditional Christmas carols with a brass choir walking around the neighborhood, and that was a particular favorite of mine, Little Town of Bethlehem. I'm not sure that I have any least favorites, because when Christmas comes around, I kind of like all of the songs. I get sentimental. In fact, I'm so sentimental, I even like the Chipmunk song.
Rosanna, do you hear a lot of these songs in Italy?
Yes, but, you know, I'm sorry for Rebecca, but I should say that my favorite Christmas song is just Jingle Bells. You know, because I'm a fan of Fats Waller, and he recorded that playing that stride. Fantastic, you know.
How true.
That's why.
Becky, do you have a favorite song and one you'd like to see retired?
I'm going to plead the fifth, because I think it's incumbent upon the musician to make what they can out of a song. You know, we've already done Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas. I think that's just about my favorite. But I'll just let the others fall where they may.
Okay. Well, I promised our listeners some songs that they probably are not familiar with. So you've got another one that Bessie Smith recorded.
Yes, 1925. Early Bessie Smith. It was, quite a hit for her. It's called At the Christmas Ball. One, two, one, two, three.
Christmas comes but once a year, and to me it brings good cheer, and to everyone who likes wine and beer. Happy New Year is after that. Happy I'll be, that is a fact. That is why I like to hear folks who say that Christmas is here. Christmas bells will ring real soon, even in the afternoon. You'll hear those chime bells ring at the Christmas bar. Everyone will watch their step, or they will lose their rep. Everybody's full of pep at the Christmas bar.
That's a great song. Thanks for doing that. A song from, what, 1925?
Mm-hmm.
That was Becky Kilgore singing with Dan Barrett on trombone and Rossano Sportiello at the piano, and he's visiting New York from Italy, where he lives. Well, we're going to take a break in this end-of-the-year concert and then be back with more songs. This is Fresh Air. Well, we're featuring today an end-of-the-year concert with singer Becky Kilgore, trombonist Dan Barrett, and pianist Rossano Sportiello. And this is an end-of-the-year concert in the sense that we're not just doing Christmas songs. We're doing a bunch of other end-of-the-year type songs. And we wanted to get in some really good songs about winter. And we're going to start with one that's kind of a heartbreaking, haunting song. Becky, you want to introduce it?
Yes. Well, in preparing for this show, I just was looking through a book of Hoagy Carmichael songs, and I found this song, and Winter Moon, it's called. Well, how does this sound? So I played through it and found that I had a recording of Hoagy Carmichael singing it. He co-wrote it with Harold Adamson in 1957, a very haunting, as you say, minor key, Winter Moon.
Winter Moon up there alone in the sky, all I can hear is the word goodbye. Winter moon, do you recall a night in June? Where is love's magic? Where did it go? Has it gone like the summer wind that we used to know? Winter moon, sky. Are you as lonely tonight as I? Do winter moon.
That was Winter Moon, a song with music by Hoagy Carmichael. That's Becky Kilgore singing, Rosano Sportiello at the piano, and Dan Barrett on trombone. Becky, is that as hard to sing as it seems like it would be? It's a haunting, and it sounds like a very difficult melody.
It is, and I listened intently to the way Hoagy Carmichael sang it on his recording, and he kind of improvised and made it sound conversational almost, so I opted for that, but I don't know if I succeeded, but it is a hard song.
Oh, I love your version of it.
Thank you.
And I don't know if this is the Hoagy Carmichael version you know, but there's a terrific version on the album that Hoagy Carmichael did with Art Pepper in the 1950s. And it's really fantastic. So I certainly recommend that one to our listeners if they're looking for a recording of it. Is that the one you heard?
Yes. I didn't know who the saxophone player was, but now that you mention it, that's who it was.
Yeah.
That's great.
Well, we're going to go from a really heartbreaking Christmas song to a just really delightful one, one that I think should be one of the winter classics along with Let It Snow and Baby It's Cold Outside. And this is one written by your friend, Becky, and a great friend of our show, too.
Sure. We've been on your show many times, Dave Frischberg. He's a cohort from Portland, Oregon, and he wrote this song in 1994, and it's exciting. I actually remember when he wrote it, and I love it very much. It's called Snowbound.
The north winds blow, it's 12 below. Streets like ice, ain't it nice to be snowbound? No place to go, hip deep in snow. We're all right, tucked in tight, 'cause we're snowbound. Yes, we're snowbound. The bad news is the weatherman says more bad weather. Snowbound. The good news is that here we are socked in together. The corn is popped. The clock is stopped. What a storm, what a sight. We'll keep warm through the night, 'cause we're snowbound. More bad weather, snowbound. The good news is that here we are, sucked in together. The corn is popped, the clock is stopped. Past the wine, light the fire. 9:30, let's retire. 'cause we're snowbound, snowbound. Snowbound, just us two. Snowbound, snowbound. Snowbound, me and you.
Great song, a song written by Dave Frischberg and performed for us today by singer Becky Kilgore, trombonist Dan Barrett, and at the piano, Rossano Sportiello, who's visiting from Italy. We'll have more of our end-of-the-year concert in the second half of the show. I'm Terry Gross, and this is Fresh Air. This is Fresh Air. I'm Terry Gross. Let's get back to our end-of-the-year concert, and with us is singer Rebecca Kilgore, Dan Barrett on trombone, and Rossano Sportiello at the piano. Rossano is visiting from Italy, and Becky and Dan often play together in the quartet Bed, and they also have a bunch of CDs. Well, next song we're going to do, this is a really fun novelty jazz song. Becky?
It's a great song, and I'm very excited about doing it. It's called Santa Claus Blues. It's quite old. It's from 1924. And we actually borrowed a portion of an arrangement by John Sheridan of this song. It was recorded by a dear friend, a great vocalist, Banu Gibson. Thank you, John and Banu, for allowing us to use this arrangement of Santa Claus Blues.
The merry bells are ringing today, but they don't mean nothing to me. I hear the children singing today, but I'm as blue as I can be. Old Santa Claus forgot my address, that's one thing I can plainly see. It may be Christmas to some folks, it's just December 25th to me. No money, no honey to buy a present for me. Nobody, no toddy to make things pleasant for me. Last night my stocking I hung, just like when I was young. But this morning there was vacancy. No mingling, no jingling of coin. No picking on chicken, a pork chop tenderloin. And soon I'll hear the Happy New Year chimes. That just means that there's more hard times. Bad luck, you're hard to lose. I got the Santa Claus blues.
I have to thank you for introducing us to that song and for such a great performance of it. And that singer Becky Kilgore, Rossano Sportiello at the piano, Dan Barrett on trombone. How about another winter song for our end-of-the-year concert?
Well, this next one would fall into the more obscure category, and I was very happy to discover it. It's by Burt Bacharach and Hal David. It's called Winter Warm. It's a snowy kind of blowy day, but your kisses make December seem just like May. Here in your arms, I'm winter warm. All the birds are flying south in pairs. It may go to 12 below outside, but who cares? Here in your arms, I'm winter warm. The night was made for lovers to embrace, a time to dream and reminisce. And in the fireplace just glow each time we kiss. Is it snow or white confetti in disguise? Strange, but when you smile, the wintry wind softly sighs. Here in your arms, I am winter. Here in your arms, I'm winter warm.
Well, thank you for finding a Bacharach David song that who knew they wrote. Beautiful song.
Glad you like it.
Well, at this point in our end-of-the-year concert, I'd like you to do a song that is really about not being able to be home for Christmas, although it's called I'll Be Home for Christmas. And I'd like to have you do the song, because I'd like to dedicate the song to everybody who is serving in the military in Iraq, those who won't be able to get home for Christmas. And I'd also like to send it out to the families and friends of those people who are missing someone who is in Iraq. Mm. Would you sing it for us, Becky?
I sure will. It's by Kim Gannon, Walter Kent, and Buck Ram, 1943. I'll Be Home for Christmas.
I'm dreaming tonight of a place I love even more than I usually do. And although I know it's a long road back, I promise you I'll be home for Christmas. You can plan on me. Please have snow and mistletoe and presents on the tree. Christmas Eve
Well, thank you for doing that song, a beautiful version of a beautiful song. We're going to take a break here, and then we'll be back with more of our end-of-the-year concert featuring singer Rebecca Kilgore, trombonist Dan Barrett, and at the piano, Rossano Sportiello. This is Fresh Air. Well, this is our end-of-the-year concert, and we don't want to end this year without paying tribute to Harold Arlen. The great songwriter was born 100 years ago. This year is the centennial of his birth. And I asked Becky to choose a couple of her favorite Harold Arlen songs. And, Becky, the first one you're going to do is it's a great rhythm song, and you're such a great rhythm singer, so I'm glad you chose this one. Why do you love it?
I love it because it moves right along, and it's peppy and fun to sing. It's from a Cotton Club Parade 22nd edition. Ethel Waters sang it in the original production. Ted Kohler wrote the words, Harold Arlen the music, 1933. And by the way, that same review had Stormy Weather, another song that you're probably familiar with. But this is Happy as the Day is Long.
Shoes shine, I have my coat and vest realigned. Take a look at my lapel, see the flower, can't you tell? I'm happiest the day is long. I haven't got a dime to lend, I got a lot of time to spend. Just a pocket full of air, feeling like a millionaire. I'm happy as the day is long. Got a heavy affair, and I'm having my fun. Am I walking on air? Gee, but I'm the lucky one. I got my peace of mind, knock wood, I hear that love is blind. It's good, 'cause the things I never see never seem to worry me, so I'm happy as the day is long.
Happy as the Day is Long, sung by Rebecca Kilgore, a song by Harold Arlen. This year marks the centennial of his birth. And, of course, Harold Arlen wrote all the songs for The Wizard of Oz. He wrote Stormy Weather. Becky, what are some of your other favorite Arlen songs, ones that you won't be doing today?
It was too long a list. It was a hard assignment to pick two Harold Arlen songs. You've got Come Rain or Come Shine. You've got As Long as I Live. The list was very long. So for the second selection, I chose a song from 1934, again, words by Ted Kohler, and Dan discovered a great arrangement that Benny Goodman used for this, so we were quite taken by that. It's called Let's Fall in Love. One, two, one, two, feeling it.
it's a feeling I'm concealing, I don't know why. It's just a mental, incidental, sentimental alibi. But I adore you, so strong for you. Why go on stalling? I am falling, love is calling, why be shy? Let's fall in love. Why shouldn't we fall in love? Our hearts are made of it. Let's take a chance. Why be afraid of it? Let's close our eyes and make our own paradise. Little we know of it, still we can try to make a go of it. We for each other to be or not to be, let our hearts discover. Let's fall in love. Why shouldn't we fall in love? Now is the time for it while we are young. Let's fall in love. Time for it while we are young. Let's fall in love. Let's fall in love.
Let's fall in love with music by Harold Arlen. And our trombonist Dan Barrett switched to cornet on that one. Rosanna Sportiello is at the piano, and Rebecca Kilgore, our singer. In this end of the year concert, we also want to dedicate a song to the people of the Gulf Coast and to the city of New Orleans. In fact, this song is all about New Orleans.
It's another Hoagy Carmichael song from 1933, and I do want to send it out to all the people in that area who have suffered so much. And I also want to send it particularly to a lot of our musician friends who really had their lives turned upside down by the events there.
I've a home in the sunny Southland, not so far from the Mississippi shore. It's away down there by the Delta where you'll find old Dixie's door. If your heart's made to love the Southland and magnolia trees galore, hang your hat up, man, in New Orleans, and you'll never wish for more. If you've never seen a quaint old southern city, just think of New Orleans. If you've never seen that town, boy, it's a pity. There's nothing like New Orleans. It will remind you of old-fashioned lace. A glass of wine will greet your smiling face. And if you ever see a black-eyed guy like mine, say you're right in New Orleans. If you've never seen a quaint old southern city, just think of New Orleans. And if you've never seen that town, boy, it's a pity. There's nothing like New Orleans. It will remind you of old-fashioned lace. A glass of wine will greet your smiling face. And if you ever see a black-eyed man like mine, say, you're right in New Orleans.
That's New Orleans, a song by Hoagie Carmichael, sung for us by Rebecca Kilgore, with Dan Barrett on trombone, Rosanna Sportiello at the piano. We have more of our end-of-the-year concert after a break. This is Fresh Air. We're featuring an end-of-the-year concert today with singer Rebecca Kilgore, trombonist Dan Barrett, and pianist Rosanna Sportiello. And I'd like to end the concert with a song about the very end of the year. It's a song about New Year's Eve, written by Frank Lesser.
Yes, 1947, What Are You Doing New Year's Eve? The music here says, perform slowly and sentimentally, and we will try to do that and wish you and all your listeners a very happy 2006.
Maybe it's much too early in the game. Oh, but I thought I'd ask you just the same. What are you doing New Year's? New Year's Eve. Wonder whose arms will hold you good and tight when it's exactly 12 o'clock that night, welcoming in the new year. New Year's Eve. Maybe I'm crazy to suppose I'd ever be the one you chose out of the thousand invitations you'll receive. Oh, but in case I stand one little chance, here comes the jackpot question in advance. What are you doing New Year's? New Year's Eve. Thank you. maybe I'm crazy to suppose I'd ever be the one you chose out of the thousand invitations you'll receive. But in case I stand one little chance, here comes the jackpot question in advance. What are you doing, New Year's? New Year's Eve. What are you doing, New Year's Eve?
I want to thank you all for some beautiful and moving and entertaining and fun songs. It's been a wonderful concert. Thank you, singer Rebecca Kilgore, pianist Rosanna Sportiello, who's visiting from Italy, and trombonist Dan Barrett. And Dan and Becky play together in a quartet called Bed, and they have a bunch of CDs out. And I want to join you all in wishing everybody a Merry Christmas, a Happy Hanukkah, and a Happy New Year.
Thanks, Terry. It was a pleasure.
Thank you, Terry.
Thanks.
Fresh Air's executive producer is Danny Miller. Our concert was produced and edited by Anne-Marie Baldonado. It was recorded at the NOLA Studios in New York by engineer Bill Moss. Our thanks to Jim Zack at NOLA. Fresh Air's engineer today is Julian Hertzfeld. I'm Terry Gross.